Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rains are coming.
Well, I love the rain.
I know it's rain again.
Gotta blame it on something.
I wish to register a complaint.
Something's gonna hit the something.
You go, wow, what happened?
I never should have gotten out of bed.
Just know how to shame by you. Look in the mirror, do you like the view? Even though you know what to do, you continue to ruin your body.
Time for a very special Thursday show.
Well, good morning. I'm sure we're not the only ones up at this time of the morning, because those storms that came through shook my house and woke me up at about, oh, I don't know. I got up probably 20 minutes earlier than I normally do, and I usually get up at about 3:15. Kevin, you were on the road in between everything.
Yeah, actually, I was up around midnight heading to the basement. That was the first round, and then got a call after being up around 1 o'clock heading to work from Stel Ponticus, who is our overnight guy, and he was like, you better get on your way to work. You've got more thunderstorms and tornadoes, tornadic activity coming your way. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm in between storms. It was not good. Luckily, I didn't have any issues on the road. But then when I got here, it hit, and it hit hard. And then sadly, terrible news out of Joplin and Jefferson City. I mean, just, whoa, what happened?
This storm system's no joke. They say that at least 29 tornadoes have been reported over the past 24 hours, mostly in Missouri and Oklahoma. And a total of 171 have been reported since Friday.
It was interesting. I saw Steve Templeton put up a post yesterday of a line of tornado warnings that stretched for 752 miles. A line of tornado warnings.
That's crazy.
Throughout the Midwest, from like, you know, way down in Oklahoma going, you know, if you were to draw a line that went from lower left to upper right, way down in Oklahoma through Missouri up into Illinois for 750 miles. Weird.
And Steve Templeton, he's working hard this week because I turned on the TV before I left. I do not like driving. Well, I didn't want to get on the road if it was like dangerous for me. So I heard a little break in the rain, but so I hit the road and I just hit some heavy stuff early. But he was on. I don't think he left Channel 4 last night.
Maybe he didn't.
He was still on, and that was at about 3:15 this morning. But yeah, it did hit Jefferson City. No deaths have been reported as of 15 minutes ago, but at least 9 people were transported to area hospitals in Jefferson City.
Wow.
And they're trying to get people that are trapped. Local emergency crews are on site assisting. And it's, I think today is the 8-year anniversary of the Joplin, the deadly Joplin tornado.
May 22nd, so I guess technically, you know, if it struck in the middle of the night, give a few hours, basically the 8th anniversary, yeah.
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 And I mean, that was a Sunday, right? Because I remember there were graduations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, just the storm system has just been nasty for the past couple of days.
Yeah, 158 fatalities 8 years ago in that tornado.
Cars were turned over to a local dealership in Jefferson City. Trees and poles were snapped. I mean, you're going to see a lot of footage on TV all through the day. But think about our neighbors in Jefferson City this morning. And we're lucky that that storm didn't move through our area, especially when it hits in the middle of the night.
Yeah. You know, there was some storm damage, at least on my way in, a couple trees down, you know, but nothing severe, nothing terrible. But, you know, you're going to see that. I'm sure, Lance, you're going to see that on the roads this morning as people come in.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be issues, you know, as they're. It was weird because, like, you know, here, you know, not last night, but the night before, it was an earlier storm surge. Now it was a later one. So, I mean, you're waking up to some messes this morning, and it's not good.
And lots of standing water. Just be aware of that. Because that it came down hard, and, you know, it doesn't have anywhere to go. So just know when you're flying down the road, even though it's not raining now, there's still standing water on the road.
That there's gospel, because I came down 6440 eastbound right before Grand in that kind of stretch where there's not a lot of streetlights. Full speed, didn't see the standing water there in the right lane, and I almost fishtailed right through it.
Oh, really?
It was a little scary.
Yeah, so take it easy this morning. We will keep you updated on what's going on and what we hear coming out of Jeff City. But it is Thursday, and that means on Thursdays we do a little Who on the Show, even though our friend Tim Convey will not be a part of it because he is out of town for the day. He'll be back tomorrow. And his flight was delayed 4 hours.
Oh.
He's only going on a one-day trip to L.A. to watch Nikki Glaser record a comedy special for Netflix. Luckily, she had two shows. I think he had to go to the late show. I don't even know if he made it. I really don't know. I think I would have been like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
His flight was like at 1:45 originally.
Cow.
And he didn't get out until like 6 p.m.
Wow.
Okay, so he'll be back tomorrow, but we do have Who on the Show. We've got those teacher appreciation tickets to give away June 4th, the Cardinals and Pirates, and we'll give you a ticket and also a special voucher for that teacher appreciation night t-shirt.
By the way, I want this to go out to my good friend, Dr. Brian Sands, who is my brother's principal. I cannot pull strings. I cannot get you and your staff tickets to teacher night, even though you asked very nicely, even though,
your brother's boss.
Exactly.
You know. I like how you're calling him out on the radio. I don't think that's good for your brother.
That's okay. Hey, you know, Paul doesn't have many years left. He's going to retire sooner than later.
Yeah. Was a teacher, I hope you're saying.
Yeah. And we're very close to Dr. Sands. He's a really, really good friend.
Listen,
I went
Dr.
to grade
Sands,
school with him.
Those tickets are not really expensive, and you get a t-shirt and a ticket to the game. Buck up, principal.
Come on.
Cardinals.com/theme is where you can get those tickets for that special game, and teachers are just counting down the days now till their last day of school. We've got Entertainment Schmig. We've got some great food stuff stories. We're going to do a little Dumb People, and maybe Who's Worth More?
Ooh.
Everyone on the show likes to guess things and likes to play contests, so I'm putting one together as we speak. Let's talk about that weather. We talked about it originally, but what's to come today? Okay, so after the storms move out of the area this morning, and by the way, this is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. It'll be partly sunny and breezy, and there is a 50-50 shot for showers late in the day with a high of 85. And then tomorrow, sunny, breezy, high of 90, and there's chance for showers in the forecast all weekend, but it's just a chance for showers. So don't make that stop your plans. Right now, it is a temperature. I'm saying 64. Is that good?
I like that.
You like that?
It'll be
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Tim out for the day. He'll be back tomorrow. Jen will be in about 20, 25 minutes or so. She'll have your first schmig at about 6:37. And I'm sure she's going to talk about that Jefferson's All in the Family live show last night. I forgot about it. Watched half of it. We'll talk about it, though, at around 6:37 this morning in the first schmig. Okay, let's see how annoyed we are at things. Yesterday, I think people were in a pretty good mood. From all social media and on the Gloria for 24 hours again, not a lot of crabby people about it again.
It does not get old.
They're going to be those people that are in there, and we'll talk about those people in a few minutes.
By the way, 11 Glorias to get home.
For you?
Yes.
I heard from a guy, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, Kevin, but a guy tweeted at me yesterday afternoon, Earth City to Godfrey, Illinois was 20 Glorias.
Whoa.
So he stayed. I mean,
yeah.
He might have flipped because he might know exactly how long Gloria is now.
Yeah, and we got a lot of cool. I got a lot of cool tweets from Seattle, Tampa, and New York City, Brooklyn, listening yesterday afternoon.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about Gloria in about 6 minutes, but I want to talk about, you know, waking up, being everything bothering you, and things that can instantly make people like you less. Okay. You tell me if these things bother you. And Kevin, you're pretty breezy. And Lance, you're pretty breezy too.
I try to be.
I'm probably bothered by the most things on out of all of us. But I'm okay with that. That's who I am.
And when you get bothered, then we notice, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, because the glass gets shattered.
I notice things that people don't because I like to, I don't know. If I have to hear them, I want you to hear them as well or notice them too. All right, does humble bragging bug you?
Not really.
But there are people that really humble brag.
Yeah.
True.
Like there's somebody on Facebook that's all that account is about, Facebook humble bragging.
Right, and I've noticed...
But it's just honestly bragging.
Well, and I've noticed too, with what we do, like I'll be in a conversation and then I realize, oh my gosh, I'm humble bragging. You know, like, you know, yeah, we talked to these people or we did this or, you know, something, you know, and you're like, oh yeah, I guess that's a humble brag.
I don't think so. That's being proud of what you do. I don't know, maybe it is. Okay. Humble bragging doesn't bother me really that much unless that's all they do. And that's just bragging. All right. Does this bother you? Including a smiling emoji in work emails.
No, because
I put them in.
Yeah, I do a lot of the wink.
Especially if I'm usually sarcastic in some way. Mm-hmm. Like
I don't have a problem with it depending on the circumstance. Like, hey, we're letting you go. Don't really care for it.
They say in a professional setting, it doesn't work as well because it makes you look immature. But if you know have a relationship with the person,
it's fine.
Then it doesn't bother me at all.
No. And I think it depends on the profession too. Radio, I mean, are we the most
loose.
Serious thing?
Right.
No, but if you're like lawyer sends you something with a smiley face, I don't know, dude.
It's so funny. These things don't. I mean, I feel like I am easy breezy, too. Now, I can do my own list in a minute. Okay, using an extreme close-up as your profile pic. I mean, who? I don't even notice people's profile pic.
Either. I rarely do, yeah.
According to research, 4.5 feet is the best distance between you and the camera lens. I want to apologize to everyone that watched Channel 5 yesterday morning because my face was right on the screen, and it was not good. Pictures taken from a foot or two away make you seem less trustworthy.
Really?
Well, it's like, you know what it is? You know how some people have the face, that face where they look like the face if you look at a peephole? That's the face you see?
What if you've got, like, remember those old commercials with bitter beer face? Remember those?
Yes.
I don't have any recollection of those. Okay, so keep the distance, people. Sharing too many photos of the same people. Friends don't like seeing too much of your family. Your family doesn't like seeing too many friend photos.
Really?
So you might want to consider a balanced approach. I mean, come on. Really?
I'm sorry, Kennedy. We've got too many of you. This is Jackson's time to shine.
This is his day.
Yeah, right.
And finally, never talking about yourself. Asking questions is a common tip we hear because most people like talking about themselves, but you could ask too many questions. And when you never talk about yourself, Tim Convey, it's harder for people to feel close to you. I don't know. If you give me a little time, I can come up with more annoying things than any of those. Mm-hmm. Those aren't even really.
No, not really.
No.
I mean, just this morning, I was bugged by at least 3 things. We'll get into that later. Here's Lance with another look.
Laura Branigan? No. That's Max and Lights Down Low.
Very
on
similar,
today's
though.
Yeah. Best music mix. Y98 Courtney and Company morning show at 6:07.
The day after Gloria. And, you know, later in the day, we got a ton more celebrities that came in. And I want to thank Sean Lashley. Tim contacted him. Tim really was on a mission to get any really... the most famous St. Louisans to do this.
Scott Bakula, I heard yesterday.
Scott Bakula, Jenna Fisher came in. But Sean works for Fleischman Hillard, and he busted his rear. It was a mission for his to get all these different St. Louis celebrities.
Hey, St. Louis. This is Jenna Fisher, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Gloria on Y98.
Would have been great without
Let's
the traffic.
Let's go, Blues.
I was going to say maybe she's the new traffic reporter.
I was like, how did that happen?
From Pam to traffic reporter.
So Jenna Fischer came in, Scott Bakula came in. We had, I mean, just the names that we had. We had all the famous St. Louisans. Sterling K. Brown, his publicist, gave us a no. I guarantee if we could have gotten to Sterling K. Brown, he would have been thrilled to do it.
Well, I'm sure he would have been.
You know, it's the publicist.
Yes.
If you can get to the person and not the publicist, you can.
Right.
I mean, we had some amazing St. Louisans on. So that just gave the Gloria feel just an extra boost. All of our favorite athletes. And if, you know, the Stanley Cup, we start Monday. We're feeling those good vibes. We'll have to see what happens if we're victorious. But of course, you have the crabby people, you know. And I was looking on the post about we're going to play 24 Hours of Gloria again on Y98, and people were complaining that we talked too much yesterday, that they didn't get to hear Gloria. Like, how many Glorias did it take you to get to work? I heard people kind of complaining that we talked the same amount.
Right.
And we probably played Gloria more yesterday than we did the first time we did it.
I think we did.
But I did, I had the best response for this person, but I didn't want to get into it. So this woman posted, how many Glorias did it take you to get to work? Zero. I changed the station last time it played for 24 hours and haven't turned back yet. Sorry. The problem is, her name is Felicia. And you know how hard it was for me? It's the only time in my life I would have used the phrase by Felicia.
Right.
And I was so close, but I'm like, I don't want to engage in Felicia, but it was so perfect. I just stayed away. Then we put it on Instagram. We had lots of comments, lots of videos that came in yesterday of, you know, kids being picked up from school, singing in the back seat. And that was my favorite thing, because this is going to be a memory that all of you guys are going to have for the rest of your lives. And somebody said another radio station yesterday morning was making fun of us doing it. And I said, really, yesterday, that's all they had to talk about
right. Is
us?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, I think that it was a pretty big day and there was lots of stuff. She said they were salty. Salty because, probably because they didn't come up with it, because they played their own version of Gloria. I didn't ask the station because I didn't care. I know what jealousy's like. If this would happen at another radio station, I would have been jealous of them
right. Because
the feeling was so great. Don't you guys agree?
I agree.
Like Lance said this morning, you heard from people all over the country.
Yeah, Joseph, who used to live here in St. Louis and moved out to Seattle, he was listening, got a tweet from Ross, who lives in Tampa. Now, keep in mind, Tampa, best team in the league in the regular season, eliminated, I think, were they swept in the first round? They were out quick. He said he was listening to Gloria on the radio.com app, listening to Y98, at a pool. And he said, I know these people are about to drown me. They're really annoyed with it, but he wouldn't turn it off. And I mean, good for you. And then Benton in Brooklyn, Upper East Side of New York City, was listening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I gave him a shout out yesterday afternoon. And I said, I typed back real quick. I said, hey, I didn't give you much a warning on Twitter. I told him I was going to do it. And I said, I hope you heard it. He's like, oh, yeah, totally heard it. It's Go Blues.
So yeah, you were tweeting like a madman yesterday.
Yeah, I was.
And by the way, our Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98, the post about us playing Gloria again is now our most liked post. It has surpassed Lance Hildebrand in the 70s/80s coach's uniform from opening day.
Well, at least I held the title for a month and a half.
But I mean, you know, it's the feeling of hockey.
Yeah, oh,
it's just taking over the city for sure.
Tell you what,
we got some new Blues fans that are about 5 now. You know,
right?
They're going to grow up with it, a part of their life. So
right. That's
the exciting thing. The city has been waiting for it, and you can tell the release of excitement. Like, we couldn't get excited because we've been excited before and we've been crushed. But yesterday was just a great feeling, and it's so funny. The biggest story, celebrity-wise, yesterday was the Jenna Fischer and John Krasinski thing. And that just shows you how much bigger The Office is now than it was when it was on TV.
It's interesting. And I don't know what led me to do it yesterday, but I went back and looked at the ratings when The Office was on television.
Yeah.
It was never a monster hit.
No, I watched it because I loved it, but it was not. It was a, it did well. It
did well, but yeah, you're
but
right.
It wasn't huge.
And it's interesting because there was a lot of those NBC shows that were not necessarily huge rating successes, but they've lived on and become such cultural icons in syndication and beyond their original run.
I'm telling you, it's bigger than it's ever been. Yeah. More people are watching The Office now than they did when it was on. And that's why that Jenna Fisher being a St. Louis fan, John Krasinski. So we got Beasley against Halpert. Big Tuna against Beasley. And Beasley's...
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98 is Courtney and Kevin and Jen and Lance. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Tim... off today, delayed flight. I wouldn't have gone.
I can't believe he even went.
He was going to LA for one day to watch a show for one night, and his plane was delayed for 4 hours.
More than 4 hours. Wow. Well, yeah, because it felt like
his plane was, it was supposed to take off at 1:45, and he was getting on the plane at 6.
Yeah, because he was still texting us, and I'm like, wait, are you still at the airport?
Are you in the plane? Because that's dangerous.
Are you even going to LA anymore? Because I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So he thought he could make the late show. You know how he runs a little late.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think he made it.
And he doesn't. Time management is not his specialty.
No.
It's also not like you can land at the LA airport and get where you need to be in 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
And didn't he live there at one point? Doesn't he know all these things?
No.
We're like his mom, I swear.
I know.
I did forget to mention one thing on the show today. We do have those teachers tickets for Teachers Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour. We have who on the show today? That's around 8:25 this morning. But we also have three in a row. You go for Cardinals tickets.
Awesome.
Totally forgot about it. And they are for tomorrow night's game against the Braves. So we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Perfect.
We're also going to talk to John Brown today. His post that Jen read yesterday went viral in a massive, massive way.
I know. I mean,
how many shares? By the time we got there, it had 15,000 shares.
Wow. Yeah, it was something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly... I mean, they did the whole movie about the 1980 USA hockey team,
yeah.
Miracle on Ice. 80, right? And I was very young then. But this would make such a great movie.
Yeah, it's all the elements that he laid out.
With the Blues, like last place in January. It's the first time anyone's gone from last place that late in the season to making the playoffs, much less making... the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, this is just like a mind-blowing story. And then everything else along the way, like the rookie goalie that they like used at the last minute.
Switching coaches in the middle of the season.
We didn't know anything about Craig Berube. Oh my gosh, so amazing.
It's just a great story. And I think that's when the stories are that great, when the expectations are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the David Freeze year.
Yeah.
The
2011.
Cardinals,
we were terrible.
Right.
And then had like a winning streak in August and September and made
that
it.
Atlanta game. Remember the Atlanta game?
Yes.
Did we have to have a play-in game to get to the playoffs?
Yes.
The wild card game?
We did.
Yeah. Atlanta still hates that game and they hate Pete Cosma because of that game.
Pete Cosma.
He was a goofball.
Yeah. He had a bright spot, but he didn't add much else. Okay. And other sports, Jen. This is for you, since you're from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, no.
Did you hear about the Bills player? Senarese Perry just signed with the Bills a couple months ago. And he saw that the number 32 was available. And he thought, hey, why not? Do you know what number that is?
That's OJ's old number.
OJ.
Oh, jeez. Mm.
He said, I thought it was retired, but then I was told it was available. Boom. I took it.
Oh, God.
I know the situation. I know the greatness comes with that number playing in Buffalo.
Oh, God.
But I'm willing to take any. I don't think that's what people are thinking.
Wait, he took it because it was OJ's number?
Yes.
Oh, really? So, like, he didn't wear it in college? That wasn't his number?
Oh, God.
Who?
Well,
this kid?
Did a kid wear 32 in college?
I don't know anything about it. Oh, let's see. He did wear it in his rookie season with the Bears. It's his sixth year.
Oh.
It'll be the first time in 42 years that a Bills player has worn number 32.
Yeah. If you thought that losing three Super Bowls in a row was bad, we also had OJ.
Yeah, you really do have a stain on that.
Holy moly. this? Can it get any worse?
Maybe.
I hope not. Maybe. I don't want to test it. All right, Entertainment Schmig coming up in about 6 minutes. Tom Hanks. Somebody turned him down for a beer because he didn't have a bracelet proving he was 21. Find out what he tried
it's
to do.
Funny. It's I saw it yesterday, funny. And it is funny.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Hey, join Club Fitness in May and you can get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
Yes, it does.
We're whispering.
I don't know why. Tom Hanks was at the Stagecoach Festival recently, and, well, he was on Ellen yesterday. I'll let him explain about how he was denied a beer because he didn't have a bracelet.
I wanted to have a beer, and there were four ladies who were serving up, and I stood up, and I said, pull me a draw. And they said, we can't, because your ID has not been verified. I said, I'm 62 years old, and you know my name, so I think I should be able to get a beer. They said, no, you have to go somewhere over there is a stand where you give them your ID, and you verify that you're old enough to have a beer.
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, yeah. But I must give credit to these ladies. They did not cave.
No.
I was offering them tickets to stuff. You will come to the Toy Story premiere with me. Just go like that with a red Solo cup underneath and let me walk away with a beer. They would not allow it. And eventually a guy came over about a half hour later and he had a roll of red tape. He gave me a bracelet and then guess what I did? I chugged me a brewski.
Good for you.
I understand that there are rules in place. But be smarter than the rules.
It's Tom freaking Hanks.
And he's 62. It's there to protect the people selling the beers because of underage drinking.
It is. And fun police want to, like, nope, gotta stick to the rules. Like, okay, Tom Hanks is going to tell a story about you on Ellen. FYI.
I have a war going with my gas station. I haven't been in a month and a half. I have to go to other gas stations
what?
Now. I didn't have my ID to buy something, and they all know me there.
Thinking
I'm there
sticks.
Multiple times a day, thinking sticks, and I have not gone in a month and a half. I feel like you know your customers.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Oh, George Clooney's motorcycle accident. Remember when this happened a while
not
back?
Not a lot of talk about
right.
it.
Right.
No. But it was a lot more serious than we all realized. He said that he collided with this car at 70 miles an hour. It was so bad. I think we talked about how it split his helmet in half. It knocked him out of his shoes. That's how hard
wow.
he was hit. He said it was bad and I was just waiting for the switch to turn off because I broke his windshield with my head. And I thought, that's my neck. He also thought, like, okay, 9 lives. I think I used all of them up in that one accident.
That's scary. Yeah.
So he can let go of motorcycle riding for a while. Well, I'm pretty sure his wife, Amal, had him let go of motorcycle riding for good because they, like, auctioned off his motorcycle for charity. She's like, you have twin children. You are not riding a motorcycle anymore. He's like, okay. Okay, ma'am. The Aladdin premiere happened, Will Smith's new movie, and his former Fresh Prince co-stars Tatiana Ali and Alfonso Ribeiro brought their families to the premiere.
Tatiana Ali is major pregnant right now, too.
Oh, really?
Just beautiful. Just gorgeous.
Gosh. This is an interesting story. SNL, back in the day. You know, Dana Carvey has done some interviews in the last few years, and like you forget how funny he was because he kind of disappeared, you know? Did Wayne's World with Mike Myers, and then what did he do?
Yeah,
he was gone. He was gone.
Master
for a while.
Of disguise.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Turtle.
Well, he and Mike Myers didn't get along for a long time after Wayne's World because Mike Myers stole the Dr. Evil character from Dana Carvey.
I had never heard this story, and I love behind-the-scenes SNL stuff.
You've heard about how Dr. Evil was based on Lorne Michaels.
Yes.
It's like a Lorne Michaels impersonation. He's the head of SNL and has been the whole entire time of its run. Dana was the first cast member to do an impression of him back when they were on the show. And he said the pinky thing was a made-up thing. Lorne doesn't do that, but somehow it fit. The pinky thing I did do. And then he said he never really talked about it with Mike Myers. He talked about it to his therapist. And he said, there are a lot of moments in my life I wish I was more directly straightforward, but I've basically let it go.
That's pretty ugly.
Well, and I mean...
And for comics, ripping material off is the cardinal... I mean...
Cardinal sin.
It really is. Yeah. That's you. That's something from inside of you that you created.
Yeah, right. Hasn't the stories come out a lot in the last few years about maybe how Mike Myers is not a good guy?
Yeah.
And he really had...
He got blackballed a little bit in Hollywood, too.
Yeah. He kind of had a weird moment where he started lashing out at people. And there have been interviews where, like, he's in person, he's not a funny guy. He's pretty grumpy. Like, something...
Then there's the love guru.
And then I think after the love guru, he got real ticked off that people...
Made fun of him?
Yeah,
made fun of it?
Yeah. This is Farrah Fawcett tribute on ABC tonight, which is interesting because she died the same day that Michael Jackson died, June 25th. Red Nose Day is tonight on NBC. It's the fifth annual. It's a two-hour special. And then they're doing Hollywood Game Night after that, Red Nose Day. Kelly Clarkson, Kenan Thompson, Kristen Bell, and Jennifer Garner.
That's a good group to be
part of it. I know. I think it'll be good. That's Entertainment Schmig. Schmig Schmackdown coming at 7:40.
Nope. It's Thursday, but it's your Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yay! Friday!
Jen's heading out of town.
Yeah.
I know.
A vacation. No medical.
No. Going to New York City.
Yes.
It's fun. Y98 with the Goo Goo Dolls, today's best music mix, and you can see them along with Train at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 22nd, a month from today. Get your tickets. I didn't realize it was that close. It seemed like summer was so far away, but it's...
Starts this weekend, man.
It starts for my family at 12:20 this afternoon.
Right. Is that when you leave town?
No, the kids had a half day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of snow days, they had to make up a day. So they have a half day today as well.
And then they're done.
And then they are finished with school.
Yeah, my nieces are going until next week because of the snow days.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they have exams today, tomorrow, and Monday.
I have friends who have to go.
Today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. Yeah, they have to come in Memorial Day.
Gotta make it up. Gotta make it up.
And you know, they're growing up, and they're just not as much fun as they used to be.
they're getting a little teen and surly teen.
Now, they just get in there, you know, but my one niece is going to be a lifeguard this summer.
Oh, that's
the
best.
Wasn't that your dream job?
Yes.
I mean, it was my dream job when I was in high school, but I didn't want a job, so I didn't do it. But a lot of training, like every weekend, she's been booked for 4 or 5 weekends for five hours each day, Saturday and Sunday. So she may be little, but she's mighty, Dorchester.
All of this training so she can sit on a chair and probably not do anything.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of lifeguards, I would not be a Grafton resident without doing a public service to my pool, Raging Rivers. Unfortunately, they're not open this weekend.
Flooding?
Yeah, well, because of everything going on, they've postponed the weekend
opening
to June 1st.
Okay. Oh,
and that's your pool.
That's my pool.
Is Sarah bummed a little?
We are bummed, but, you know, because of the high water and all the issues and stuff, and we understand
you want to make sure it's all cleaned up and taken care of.
Yeah, but on June 1st, it will be cool. Hopefully, it'll be hot.
Raging Rivers! It's cool when it's hot.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got a lot for you. All right, next, though.
Yeah.
I want to talk about... there's a story in the news today about something that a person would not give up to a criminal. And it could have cost them their life.
It's like they have a gun out and they say, hand this over.
They were held up and they would not part with this item. And it's crazy to me. There's nothing I can think of that I would not part with.
No.
When there's a gun available.
No.
When there's a gun out.
My kids. Well. Depends on the day.
We'll talk about it next.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
198, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, waking up after the high of 24 hours of Gloria. And, you know, sometimes with the highest of highs comes the lowest of lows. And all of our thoughts are going out to the people of Jefferson City and Joplin as well. Violent tornadoes. Mm-hmm. And three people were killed in Joplin with the storms that touched down there.
And it was like over, it was like midnight or one. Was that what time it was, Lance?
I don't recall seeing a time. I was just looking more for other details, but middle of the night.
Yeah.
There's one picture that was on Twitter of the tornado going through Jefferson City. It's completely dark and it looks like a monster out of Stranger Things. Just dark skies and an even blacker funnel cloud. I mean, it's just completely dark and eerie. So they are working on everything in Joplin and Jeff City. And by the way, yesterday was the 8-year anniversary of those devastating tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, that, I mean, destroyed entire streets and neighborhoods.
Yeah, it was a Sunday. And I remember it was graduation for their high school. And just, and they had just graduated. And, oh, just devastating.
It's crazy. So it's just a reminder. I talked about it the other night with my kids when the sirens went off. You know, you don't want kids to freak out too much, but at the same time, it's like, okay, it's time to get in the basement. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us are like, okay, I'll be fine, and sit on the porch.
I had some friends who were joking around that they were sitting on the porch.
Watching it, and then there's just not time.
No, there's not.
And you don't know which way it's going to go, especially when the wind is swirling. It feels like it's going one direction and then it changes direction. Mm-hmm. It's scary. So we're thinking about that. We'll keep you updated on anything we hear. All the national news stations are covering it, and there's flooding all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
These storm systems that have been going through the country have been just nasty. All right. I told you guys about this story about a guy that was held up in Michigan, okay? But I didn't tell you what he wouldn't give up. So he was on the street, and a guy ran up to him, and he pulled out a gun, and he demanded this guy's bag. But it wasn't any bag. It was a $1,700 Louis Vuitton man purse. And Jared refused to give it to him.
Jared said, "You can't have my purse."
No, he said no. So the guy fired a warning shot at Jared.
Oh, my God. And then you just drop the bag to the ground, right?
Yes. No, not Jared. He still wouldn't hand it over. The guy fired another shot. Jared still would not give him his Louis Vuitton bag. Finally, the guy took another shot, and that one wasn't a warning. It was at Jared. That one missed. The cops tracked the guy down, arrested him, but he didn't get his bag. Because I think the three gunshots that alerted the police. And he said, here's what Jared said.
Oh, my God, no.
I love Louis Vuitton. And I saw this bag long before I could buy it. And I saved up my money to buy it. And it means a lot to me. It represents me.
No.
No. Oh.
There's a...
What would be hard for you, though?
Sit back. How many things are wrong with this?
Okay, there's...
Materialistic guy.
Yeah. There's not a gun involved. But what would, like... What... Something you bought that you worked hard for, that you coveted. Is there anything in your life that you can think of?
No, I mean, the only thing I could think of for just a fleeting second would be my phone. Because of all the photos that are on there. Because I'm really bad about downloading them to my computer, even with the cloud. Like, my cloud storage is full, but I took some cute pictures of my kids yesterday. But that would last about a half a second, and then I would hand it over and be like, well, so sad. Guess what's better than those pictures.
Your life.
Right. Not dying.
Their mom sticking around.
Yeah.
What about you, Kevin?
I was thinking about that. No, you know, I mean,
anything
okay.
you worked hard for. Like, the only thing I've really, like, I don't really buy a lot of things in excess. I have these earrings that I've worn for years because they're diamond hoops, and I love them. And it was my first radiance bonus I ever got.
Yeah.
So I would still give them to them. But that's the only thing I can think of that means anything to me. My phone's a toilet phone because it's been dropped in the toilet.
Yeah,
I have to use on speaker to talk to anybody. So it's I don't care about my phone.
Oh my God.
But my earrings would be the only thing that I worked hard for, and I was like proud of myself.
But you can always still buy them again,
right? I know, but there's meaning behind it. Listen, a gun involved. There's nothing. My vehicle.
There's nothing.
Anything.
There's nothing.
I'm not talking about human life either. No, you know, your dog to protect you. I'm not talking about anything that something silly, materialistic.
Your G.I. Joe collection, Kevin. Somebody shows up to your house and says they're going to take all your G.I. Joes.
Yeah, good one, Jen.
I could give it up because I can buy them again. I wouldn't want to buy them again, I could give it up.
He just likes to buy G.I. Joes and Sarah won't let him. So next week, if Kevin's G.I. Joe collection is mysteriously stolen, just know it's to feed his shopping addiction.
Oh, my gosh.
Your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Today, after the storms move out. In the shadows. Y98, today's best music. It is the Courtney and Company Morning Show at 7:25. I saw this amazing post on Facebook yesterday, and we read it online, and all day long.
We read it on the air.
Did I say online?
Yes. You think today's Friday.
Where are we?
Yeah. You think we're broadcasting online.
But we did post it online later.
Listen, the playoff high, I've hit the playoff basement.
Oh, I'm with you there.
I'm like scraping myself off the ground every second of this morning. But I read this amazing post, and all day long, people were like, what's that movie thing that you read?
Yes,
where can I find it? Well, listen, we have the author of it on the phone with us, John Brown from Frox 2.
Hey, John.
Congratulations. Good morning. Congratulations, by the way, on this post that has 28,000 likes, 21,000 shares, and almost 2,000 comments.
Did you ever think when you were writing this that would touch people like this?
Yeah, and you know, it is crazy because no. And you know, I've had people ask me, when did you write this? I said, well, as I was sitting on the news desk after the storms pushed through on Tuesday night. And I'm just writing down the oddities that happened. And everybody kept saying, you know, if you were to put this into a movie, it's too unbelievable. And so you put it out on paper, and I'm thinking, this really is bizarre. And then when you factor in Layla and everything else, you know, and then the song that started in Philly because the blues were there, and then there's just too much stuff that would seem absurd, yet we've lived it ever since. Let's go back, ever since the end of last year, because I don't have to tell the story, but I set this whole thing to video last night. And one of the things that people, one person who saw my post said, you forgot that early in the season, this team was so dysfunctional. They were fighting
on ice.
Practice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Bertuzzo. Well, that's the way to start the movie trailer. And so that's how I started it last night, as this dysfunctional team who didn't even like each other, and watching those two guys wail away on each other. And then you fire the coach, and then you know, you just go through the whole thing. It really is a Hollywood script. And it seems like a movie we've seen before where you're like, yeah, that's neat. Could never happen.
Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah, Hollywood making something. You know, the only thing you missed was the 24 hours of Gloria on a local radio station.
That's true. You know what? And I have been upset. I haven't slept since I first wrote it because of my
audition.
So, as much as I love you guys,
mm-hmm.
Courtney, with our history going way back, I deeply regret that.
Listen, we go way back. We didn't date or anything, people. But yes, I've known.
I know. John has standards.
That is not, he really probably does. But yeah, I met John way back in the day when I was with Stephen DC.
Oh yeah.
And he was a huge fan of mine.
I was. That's a lie. I absolutely absolutely was.
But right. Here's the thing. I have stopped watching TV shows because I'm like, this plot line is so over the top. I can't deal with this show anymore. And I feel like that's this movie. Like, it's so unbelievable. But I really feel like Miracle on Ice,
yeah,
you could make this into an inspirational sports movie.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and that's, okay, so the numbers you were reading out, and you also get the total impressions, like eyes that have been on that post. And as of last night on the initial post, it was about 1.3 million.
Holy cow.
So I'm thinking, that's about the size of the city of St. Louis. We know everybody in the city of St. Louis hasn't seen it, so the story's resonating outside.
Right, right. And you're like, if 1.3 million people
right.
buy an $8 ticket,
So, yeah, I think this story resonates with everybody. Just because, I mean, anytime you have a team that was as bad as we were in January, and then seeing this run, how do you not root for that team? And then, I mean, when you have other cities like Philly, who we normally hate,
right?
They're getting together in bars to cheer for us.
It's great.
You're right.
It really is.
And I feel like they can take on those Boston thugs. So I feel good about having Philly on our side. Am I right?
Yeah, and nobody likes Boston anyway. Of course, I moved from Florida, where half of the population is Boston, half is New York.
Yeah, right.
And so they're all mad at me, which is fine. But, you know, one of the other things that I actually wrote it on my initial script and then took it out, the one that I posted online, but then put it back in last night, was in Game 7 of double overtime, it would be a local kid beating...
Oh, yeah!
Exactly!
...happens to play for the other team, and I'm like, oh, I'm running, this thing's getting too long, so I scratched that out, and everybody's like, wait a second, that's one of the most unbelievable parts, too, that two
right.
kids who grew up a few miles apart would be the deciding factor in Game 7 double overtime.
Yeah, the goaltender and the winning
yes.
goal. Yeah, you had to leave things out of this long
because
post you already made.
Because it becomes even more unbelievable.
All right, so John.
Right.
So John, have you ever had anything go viral before? Because, I mean, we haven't.
Yeah, of course, the Kardashian walk-off was the mother.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
We had you in for that, too.
That's right.
Yeah, that one at one point, I can't remember
Florida.
The final number, when I worked with Fox.
In
it
Florida.
Was worldwide views, yeah. It was like 40 million individual, and that was worldwide. And that's still, you know, I still get alerts of when people comment on it. It's seriously daily on that video. People will say, I mean, that's been, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
Then when the Cardinal attacked me, that was kind of before Facebook, but that one still appears every weekend on those wildest news moments.
Oh, that was on a live. Was it on a live shot? I don't even remember that one.
Yeah, and so, yeah, and well, it was kind of, and I know a lot of people have seen it. The backstory on that one was, we were out at this wild bird hunting thing out of the sanctuary, you know, where we were looking for birds out there to see the migration patterns in Chesterfield, and we had a cardinal. And so I was holding the cardinal, and I nicknamed it Albert, because Albert Pujols was still here. And so halfway through the live shot in the morning, the bird bites me, and I start screaming, and, you know, Randy Naughton said, oh, he screams like a girl. And so the headline that went out was Albert Pujols attacks St. Louis reporter. The next thing you know, I think he was Albert's, not only wasn't Albert's agent, but somebody who was doing marketing, and he's like, John, really? Did the headline have to say that? He said, I've been answering calls from everybody, ESPN all day, about if Albert really attacked a reporter. I'm like, well, you can see the video and see.
I think, yeah, right. I think you got to throw in viral if you're, you know, John Viral Brown.
Yeah, I mean, really.
The odds of one thing for somebody going yeah. viral mm-hmm. Is it's just, it's the right time mm-hmm. and the right message and the right video. But three times, kind of crazy. Now, where can people see what you wrote and the video that you did last night on Fox 2?
You know, I think if you just go to my Facebook page, it's John Brown TV. It's on there. And so I put out the video last night, so it's there. You can share it. And it's even better. I mean, because I was able to include all the Layla stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, if you saw our coverage that night, but when Martin Kilcoyne said, Layla, why did you believe in these guys when everybody else had given up? And I'll get choked up again because we were bawling on the set. She said, if these guys stood by me with what I went through, how could I not stand by them as they're making their way to the cup?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, right. And just watching her talk to Yeah, the players, where they're like, you don't realize how much you inspire us, Layla.
Thank you so much, John Brown. If you want to see the post and the video, you can find him, find it on Facebook, John Brown, Fox 2. Thank you, John. We will talk to you on your next viral adventure.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Have
okay,
a great day.
Bye-bye.
I want to follow where she goes. You open and never stop to fall the way that you move me. And never try to run, but it would be useless. Don't bet. I'm just waiting. You know I'll never, ever, ever be the same.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. And if you missed this hour's code word in Cash Man, it's a chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day. The code word is powder, P-O-W-D-E-R. All you have to do is text that to 72881 by the end of the hour. Do not text and drive. You've got about 20 minutes to text that word in for your shot at $1,000. And a little cash man note, we will not be giving codes away or codes on Monday, Memorial Day.
Right, right.
Cashman's taking the day off. He's tired, yeah. And he wants to barbecue. Right, Cashman?
That is right, good. I like pork steak.
Well, listen, Cashman, you're going to want to take the next 3 minutes off because we all know that you have a little thing with germs and you don't want to know this.
I think he does.
You can't unhear this that I'm about to tell you.
I'll be brave. Tell me.
I think he wants to know because Cashman, he is, he can stop a bullet. He can fly, but germs, he gets sick really easily.
Yeah, Cashman has to wash his hands 75 times a day.
I have a lot of that gel stuff.
Hanitizer, as my daughter calls it.
Yes.
Hanitizer. I was talking to one of my nurses recently because I'm going to New York City tomorrow. And she's like, when you get on that plane, wipe down everything. And I said, oh, believe me, we've done enough of these studies on the air where I know too much.
Remote control in the hotel room.
Yes.
The phone
handle.
Oh, yeah.
In the airplane, it's the tray, the pull-down tray. It's the seatbelt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the armrest.
Yes.
So everyone thinks I'm a crazy woman more than I normally am because I get on the plane and I'm like, okay, kids, stand up, hands up, don't touch anything while I wipe everything down. And everyone's like, what's going on?
What glass are you shattering for us today? But I think it makes you aware.
It does. It does. They went to New York City. Thanks for this one, everybody. And they swabbed a bunch of different surfaces to see what's the dirtiest.
All right. What are all the things that they
swabbed?
Money. So coins and cash, public bathroom, parking meter, a door handle to a restaurant, a park bench, a subway pole, a parking meter. Did I say a credit card?
Nope.
Credit card.
Credit card. Subway pole. All right. Is it? I would think
because the subway poles.
Money, I would too.
Because the subway poles. When I put my hand on a subway pole in New York, like you're on the train, my hand starts burning because I'm like, oh my god, the germs. But actually, that's lowest on the list.
Really?
Really?
The least amount of germs of anything on the list.
It's a subway pole.
Yeah.
Well, they must clean them regularly.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's what you like to tell yourself.
I see that a lot.
It's not saying it's not dirty. It's the eighth dirtiest thing.
Okay.
Okay.
The eighth filthiest thing. So what do you think is
the dirty? Let's start at dirtiest.
Dirtiest.
Dirtiest. I like I said, I think money.
I think
money, cash and coins.
Money would be.
Money could
or
be.
Or bathroom. What was the bathroom one?
Public bathroom.
Bathroom or money. That's,
ooh,
you know, your bathroom is where all the
germs live.
Where all the fecal matter is.
Fecal matter.
But they get cleaned probably a little more regularly than money. Money doesn't get cleaned unless it's laundered.
Well, it's interesting because right above subway pole, coins come in number 7, cash is number 6,
whoa,
and public bathroom is number 5.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, those are in the bottom half of the list.
Oh, parking meter?
That's number 3.
It gets rained on. That probably helps. I'm going to say credit card's going to be up there for some weird reason.
Number 4 on the list.
At least
you
two.
Have the top 2. park bench or a door handle going into a restaurant.
Going into a restaurant.
Oh, gosh. Is it going to be that?
No, that's what it is. Oh, what is it? The door handle or the park bench?
No, I think it's a door handle.
I do, too.
It's not the park bench.
It's not?
Mm-mm. The handle that you open to go in and sit down and eat.
Now Lance has a new thing he's going to do right when he walks into any restroom.
No. Way ahead of you.
Or any restaurant.
Way ahead of you. I go into a restaurant, I will look at the menu, touch the menu, order it, and then go wash my hands.
Because you think the menu?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The menu's got to be filled with it, too.
They wipe those down, but
with
I don't
dirty
know.
Dirty rags.
Yeah, I don't know what they're wiping it down with. Whenever I open a door handle... am I weird? I grab the bottom of the door handle because I feel like everyone grabs it from the top.
I try and grab it at a different place on the door handle, too, but I don't know.
I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Well, now you will. Glass shattered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jen's going to have a mask on the entire time.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. It'll be fine. Maybe. Everything will be okay-ish. That's my motto. Here's Lance.
You should get that on a shirt.
Yes,
right.
Today's best music mix, and we have a winner for our Teachers Night, Teachers Appreciation Night at the Cardinals. Who is it?
Sandy Sinclair.
Congratulations! Hey!
Sounds like a fake name, doesn't it? Sandy Sinclair.
So yeah, tomorrow, your last chance to win. All teachers, kick off your summer vacation at the ballpark Tuesday, June 4th. And if you buy that special theme ticket, you'll receive an exclusive Teachers-inspired Cardinals t-shirt. If you want to buy the theme ticket, you can go to cardinals.com/theme.
Yeah, but we still have three in a row today.
That's we do. Right, yeah. And those tickets to the Cards Braves.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Friday night game. It's going to be amazing. Kick off your Memorial Day weekend with the Cardinals. And we'll play three in a row around 9:05 this morning. So keep listening.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis. Driven by...
Food stuffs.
Courtney and Company. Today's best music mix at 8:07.
Food stuffs.
There we go.
All right. Could this be a new... Oh, by the way, food stuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Mm. Get all your barbecue at Salt and Smoke. That's not their tagline.
No, but it's a location in the Del Mar Loop. The new one in St. Charles. New one opening in the Central West End.
And Hampton.
And don't forget that late night happy hour after 9 o'clock. $2 sliders. $1.50 ribs.
Man. Let the people that know how to make barbecue make your barbecue.
Yeah, over Memorial Day weekend. Don't waste your time.
Nope.
Hours and hours on mediocre barbecue.
See, not knowing the tagline gave them way more.
Yeah,
yeah right.
Okay.
You can pay us in barbecue, Tom Schmidt.
Yeah, right. Okay, this may be a new trend and it may be really cool.
Okay.
Earlier this week, we talked about that billionaire Robert F. Smith.
Oh, who paid off all the graduating seniors at Morehouse College.
Yes. Paid off their student debt.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday morning, and you're wondering, why is this in foodstuffs? Yesterday morning, Burger King posted a very short tweet saying,
What?
Got student loans? What's your cash tag? Well, cash tag is your username on Cash App.
Oh,
and
that's
it's like
dangerous.
Venmo. It's like PayPal.
Yeah, yeah, I use the Cash App.
And Burger King hasn't said a word about what they meant, but tens of thousands of people have responded to the tweet so far, hoping it's BK deciding to pay off everyone's student loans. How would they know that they have student loans based on their Cash App?
They're going to have to do a little research, don't you think?
Yes.
And also, that's dangerous to just send the money to your Cash App. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
Like, let's say you have $50,000 in student loans, and they send the money to your Cash App. Somebody's just going to blow it on... I mean, like, look at Alex Rich in our building. If they send him $50,000, You think he's gonna? No, he's gonna like rent a private jet and be all feathery and still have $50,000 in student loans.
Well, and people are saying that, you know, Burger King recently has been real, has been very trolling other businesses.
Yeah.
So they don't know if it's a joke or not, but if it is a joke, it could backfire on them. But if it's not a joke, it could be something very cool.
Yeah, right.
Could be the new
food stuff.
Yeah.
Where wealthy people help pay our debt.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy John's, they make sandwiches right now, but they're getting into another food item.
That's freaky fast and freaky good.
But it's not food, it's beverage. They just made
what?
Their own wine.
Ooh.
It's a Pinot Noir. And it's called Vin de Sandwich.
Oh, does it go well with the does it go well with the beach club or the turkey tom?
No, it goes with a new sandwich called the Frenchie.
Ooh.
Which is salami, capicola, provolone, and salted butter.
Ooh.
It's $30 a bottle, but it doesn't look like they're gonna sell it with the sandwich in stores. But you can order it online at vindesandwich.com.
That's funny.
For the third year in a row, if a road team during the NBA Finals wins a game, Taco Bell's giving a free taco away.
One free taco to every person?
Yeah, everyone in the country will get a free taco from Taco Bell.
So they're basically giving a taco away to every person. What are the odds that a road team is not going to win on the road?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the odds are.
The odds are pretty good.
It's their third year, Jen. You can crunch the numbers if you'd like.
Food stuff.
And finally, I feel like Chester, Illinois missed an opportunity.
Home of Popeye.
That's why. Small ice cream chain in New York and L.A. called something that I can't pronounce ice cream. Maybe not a great name.
Yeah, right.
Van Leeuwen. There's lots of vowels and then a W.
Well, people would say the same thing about Schlafly.
Yeah, but that's... You can figure that out. This is L-E-E-U-W-E-N. Leeuwen. Leeuwen.
Llewellyn?
No, there's no L. No L.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on to Popeye. Yeah. They just launched... You guys are very distracting on foodstuffs.
We have
I understand
questions.
Tim's prop. No, I'm just kidding. They just launched a new spinach ice cream, and they did it in honor of Popeye's 90th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Reviews are mixed.
But he's really not 90?
No. Spinach ice cream. Who wants that?
Mostly people say they can taste coconut cream, the ice cream that's in the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
They can taste that more than the spinach. I don't know if you want to taste the spinach.
No, I don't think you do. You want a creamed spinach. I've had basil ice cream that was actually surprisingly good.
I tell you, sometimes...
What was that?
Sue Thomas.
I don't know why
you
played that. What about basil ice cream?
Kevin, this isn't things you didn't know. It's not sound effect time. Yeah, so
basil ice cream's good. Spinach ice cream?
I don't know.
Spinach doesn't have as much of a flavor to it.
I don't know, but did Chester celebrate Popeye's 90th? I don't know.
I don't know.
They should have.
You need some Popeye sound? Some Popeye sound effects?
Yes.
Like, I-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, what, blow me down?
That's foodstuffs. I apologize.
I can't
food
stop stuffs. Rocking to the boogie sound. So step back, Boyles, and let me finish while I chill out with a can of spinach.
Oh my gosh, what was that from?
That is an old Force MD's
song.
Yeah.
Like itching, in the 80s?
Itching for a Scratch was the name of that
That's
song.
That's it.
Itching for a Scratch.
I totally remember that.
You got things you didn't know and foodstuffs all in one.
And an impression, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Popeye. And we're channeling Popeyes. Mm-hmm. Well, Popeye. Later, I'll be channeling Popeyes. What a number four, and I'll see you at the window.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. It looks like we should be done with the storms rolling out this morning.
You won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Soon it's when your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old.
198, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and your cash man code word, if you missed it a few minutes ago, is...
Oh.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour.
Who on the show now?
Who?
Who won the show now?
Today would be a good day, Paige, to really stick it to Tim. He's not here. So Paige comes in weekly, once a week, I mean, and she has pulled the office on different things and questions about the show, and then they answer, and sometimes we're hurt, sometimes we think, yes, that was right on. So what is our, what are we sticking to today? Because usually there's a theme.
You know, Memorial Day weekend is this weekend. Ooh, so yeah, people will be going to the lake, the pools will be opening. So that's kind of our theme for this one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right, what's our first question?
The first question is, who on the show would be most likely to get pulled over for reckless boating?
You're gonna get it. I know, and I am very safe on a boat. I get nervous on reckless anything.
Listen, I think it should go to the person who has the most speeding tickets in the last year, Tim, with, I think, what was it, 17? Yeah. 17 speeding tickets?
It's going to be me, right?
You're right. You got seven of the votes.
I'm not recklessly boating people.
Did Tim get any?
Tim didn't get any votes. No. Lance had two votes and Jen had one vote.
Wow.
These are people that don't know.
Wow. They know that they don't know I get seasick
and
on a boat.
I've recklessly boated.
And hey, y'all, I can't swim.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Who on the show would be the best grill master?
Oh, not me.
Ooh, I'm okay.
I think Lance is going to get
it. I think
Jen might.
I have mixed results. I'm going to say Jen.
I don't know how to turn on the grill.
Okay, I'm going to say me.
Yeah,
Kevin gets nothing.
No, I'm not a grill master. I'm a master of nothing.
All right.
Well, Lance had seven votes here.
Oh, hey.
Nice.
Tim, Jen, and Courtney each had one. So you're right about that, Kevin. You're not a master. Who on the show would stay up the longest while water skiing?
Stay
up on the skis longest.
I think Courtney. Courtney's got balance.
No, I would not be me.
A figure skater.
It doesn't have to do with balance. It has to do with strength.
That takes some serious leg and core strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like within my younger days, but I'm an old lady now.
I'd fall right over.
I'm going to say Tim.
Tim?
I was going to say Jen, but she just said she'd fall over. So I'm going to say people said Kevin.
Okay, well, seven people said Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seven's the number today.
Yeah.
Two people said Courtney and one person said Jen.
I'm an old lady. I wouldn't even try to get up on skis.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's more effort than it's worth.
I mean, to be honest, I think so too. I don't feel like it's freeing or anything. It makes me a little nervous. Back in the day, as a youth, I got lost on a jet ski at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Lost?
I somehow got turned around out of the cove because that's where you jet ski. And I was on the main channel, and luckily my mom and dad and a big group of people were coming by from lunch on a pontoon. I ran out of gas.
Oh, really? No. And out on the main channel, those waves get pretty crazy.
Trust me, Paige.
It doesn't surprise me that you ran out of gas.
Really doesn't.
Who on the show is most likely to forget to apply sunscreen?
Oh, I'm not at it.
Tim.
I mean,
maybe.
Who really cares?
No.
I'm okay with getting the answers.
No, I'm going to say Kevin.
Yeah, I've had some incidents where I had a bad canoe.
It was a bad canoe experience.
Oh,
okay, who is it?
It was so bad.
Kevin had four votes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tim and Courtney and Lance each had two votes.
Oh, yeah. They think, oh, you're the mom.
Yes.
No, instead, my mom comes to town in June, and she's like, oh, look at you kids. You're awfully tan. I'm like, I know I'm bad at applying sunscreen. Just say it to my face.
Yeah. Listen, our parents didn't ever, I never got sunscreen applied to me.
Nope.
It was like, where's the
baby oil?
Yeah.
Where's the baby oil?
All right, let's do one more, Paige.
All right. Who on the show is most likely to pee in the pool?
Oh, this is a mean one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I have not done it.
Oh.
Listen, Jen, don't act like you have never done it.
I thought that up until a couple years ago, I thought it was true that there was something in the pool that changed the color of it if you peed in it.
All right, Jen's getting no votes on this probably.
I have no idea.
Kevin had four votes.
Okay.
All right.
And Tim and Courtney had two votes. Lance had one vote.
Yeah.
Someone said, Kevin, it's like a big bath.
Somebody knows the show.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Paige.
Who won the show now?
Polish it up. put it in its case. We're coming for you, Stanley. From all of us at Entercom St. Louis and Y98, let's go.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in May and get the summer free.
Summer free. It makes you feel fine.
We have so much to cover. Live Jeffersons and All in the Family. Jennifer Garner's 8 Life Tips. Milo Ventimiglia about the end of This Is Us. And Aretha Franklin's Secret Wills. Have you been following this story?
I haven't.
Because it's a little crazy. When she first died, people said she didn't leave a will, but then they found 3 handwritten wills in her home, and one of them was, like, hidden under some couch cushions. It's a little crazy.
Right, and how can that be verified?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because doesn't a lawyer have to verify a will?
That's a big question. Are they real? Are they legal? A judge is trying to figure it all out for the family.
Yeah, it's so sad. All this money being left behind with people that aren't prepared.
Yeah.
And all the family fighting over money that is not earned by them.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
One of the documents, though, she talks about how the father of her first son was not the man the biographers thought it was. She says her son, Clarence, who was born with special needs, his dad is Edward Jordan Sr., not, as people believed, one of her schoolmates, Donald Burke. She says in the will, Jordan, the father, should never receive or handle any money or property belonging to Clarence or that Clarence receives, as he has never made any contributions to his welfare, future or past, monetarily, materially, spiritually, etc.
Wow.
Yeah. So in the wills, she makes sure that her 3 younger sons, you know, her assets are divided equally and there are arrangements made for Clarence's care.
That's good.
Her oldest son. But yeah.
Ooh.
She sticks it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Deadbeat dad. Allegedly. Guess I have to say that. I don't think that helps me at all. Milo Ventimiglia said he knows the ending of This Is Us and he said, it's amazing. Well, what's he gonna say? Do you know the ending? Yeah.
It's not.
It's all right. It's okay. But stick around for the next few seasons.
Get your Kleenexes ready.
Yeah.
That's what I was out on that show. I don't like people pandering.
Every single episode.
Yeah.
Making me cry.
And it was a time in my life, the dad storyline. Yeah. I couldn't deal with it.
I know. The cancer storyline was, with Randall's dad was
too
tough.
Real.
Yeah, way too real. Speaking of getting mad at the ending of a show, Game of Thrones, it turns out that the majority of viewers really liked it. 63% of people loved it.
It's just the loud people.
Yeah, only 10% hated it. And that's the thing. When we played 24 Hours of Gloria and 93% of people said play it and 7% of people said no. And then there was the one person Courtney talked about who said she changed the station at the first time we played 24 Hours of Gloria and she hasn't been back and she doesn't miss it. And her name's Felicia. And it was really hard for Courtney not to write back. Bye, Felicia.
It's the only time in my life I would have ever used it because it's so perfect.
Right.
But yeah, that 10% is always louder. So it's just very interesting because it sounded like everybody hated the finale. Not true.
Not the 2 people on our show.
No,
the only 2 people that watched it.
I know. Okay, Jefferson's All in the Family live performance last night on ABC. Surprise appearance from Marla Gibbs. Yes.
That was the best part.
Awesome.
And it was at the very end.
You were talking about how Florence the Maid needed to be Wanda Sykes.
I couldn't understand why Wheezy was Wanda Sykes because Wanda Sykes is Florence-ish.
Yeah.
But then when they opened the door at the end of the episode and Marla Gibbs walked in, I was like, oh, I get it. And let me tell you, Jamie Foxx, incredible George Jefferson.
Well, and he like messed up at one point.
But in All in the Family, he did, I think. Not on
All in the Family. But he called himself out. And he said, it's live. Everyone's sitting at home thinking their TV's just messed up. And singing the Jeffersons theme song live, Jennifer Hudson.
To that dear, that's apartment in the sky.
it gives me chills.
And it was a really good episode, too. But the time, when those shows took place, I heard All in the Family was a little edgy. Because it was an edgy show.
It would not have been. You wouldn't get the green light on that show today. Because it was so politically incorrect.
Marla Gibbs is like 87. And Norman Lear like 96 or something.
Yeah. He's up there.
And he looks nuts. Really good.
He does.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert, for the first time in 24 years, The Late Show has surpassed The Tonight Show in the 18 to 49 demographic.
How many years?
24.
I can't believe the younger viewers weren't Letterman fans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's surprising to me.
Don't know. But he's been beating Fallon in total viewers for the last 3 years, but he finally got that demographic. Ooh, wow. And Jennifer Garner, she gave the commencement speech at her alma mater, Denison University in Ohio, and she had life tips for the grads. Don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. It's great from the top. You should do that. But when you get to the bottom, it's just a big hill, and it's a pain in the butt to climb back up. But she didn't say butt.
Plus, you get lost like the Brady kids did.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to say this because everyone says it, but you won't listen because no one does. Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. That's Baz Luhrmann.
True.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox? Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no. Impose self-discipline around three things. Have a book on your bedside table at all times and read it, obviously. Be in charge of your consumption of social media and foster a sense of humor about yourselves because otherwise you run the risk of being boring. She also said, sorry, Courtney, don't smoke and don't vape.
That, I'm not a fan. Listen.
I know. She said, we know vaping smells like maple syrup or pineapple or cotton candy, whatever it is. But now that you're going to be adulting, it's not cute. Just don't do it.
I would tell the kids the same thing.
Yeah, right.
You just think you've got forever and you just don't realize it.
And she said, finally, stay close to your friends from college. You've just spent 4 years hanging out with them. That history is invaluable. Work friends, you talk to them about work. Lovers, you talk to them about love and dinner reservations. But friends from college, you can talk to them about everything and you can do nothing with them and still be happy. My friends from Denison mean the world to me. They've gotten me through everything possible. So
thank you, Jennifer Garner.
Thank you, Jennifer Garner.
And hold on to your band uniform, apparently. She's,
yeah. She rocks
she
it
really,
still.
Pulls that out like monthly.
She does for a little Instagram surprise. Uh-huh. That's Entertainment Schmig. I will not be here for Entertainment Schmig tomorrow because I am going back to visit my college friends in New York City. So Courtney or Tim or I don't care who will handle
we'll split
everything. Mm-hmm. And I'll be back next week. Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Oh, Kevin, I got bad news for you and other river benders. The floodwaters are encroaching again on the Great River Road in downtown Alton. IDOT says later this morning they're going to be closing the Great River Road from 67 in downtown Alton out to Highway 16 in Jersey County.
Wow. Ugh. Yeah, you had a bad feeling. My wife saw it this morning and sent me a text and said, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. For what, 4 days? Three days?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about our marriage, but
you could text her back and say, well, I'm not coming back until the river road's clear.
Yeah, it's already pretty sloshy, so here in a little bit, they're going to close that down. The Great River Road from 67 and down.
It'll be.
It's time for celebrity birthdays. We got some good ones today. We have people who are actually sharing a birthday and a birth year.
Meredith Baxter, Bernie.
No, and Michael Gross. Yeah. I know. It's amazing. I mean, the Keaton parents on Family Ties were born on the exact same day. It blows your mind.
And I don't even think that's her name anymore. Is it Meredith Baxter?
I think it's just
Meredith Baxter.
Yeah, no Bernie anymore.
Yeah, right. She got divorced. Okay. Jewel And Jeopardy's Ken Jennings are the same age.
I heard Ken Jennings has a podcast.
Who don't?
I know.
I'm going to say it. Here's one of my other pet peeves. Who don't have an Emmy? If you really want an Emmy, you probably got one.
I'm going to say Jewel. I don't know about Ken Jennings. He's kind of, I have no clue how to guess him. But Jewel, to me, has got to be like 45.
Yep.
Hey. You got it. Hey. Good job. Nice.
You win the first one. Okay, now, how old is the director of Black Panther and Creed, Ryan Coogler?
I'm going to sniff around this one.
I think he's young.
Boy.
37.
Seems reasonable.
I'm saying 35.
34.
33.
Ah!
Wow. Man. Wow. He is young. Okay. The sports writer who wrote the books, Tuesdays with Maury and The Five People You Meet in Heaven, Mitch Albom, which if you haven't read those books.
Yeah, I've read both of them, actually.
And Drew Carey are the same age.
Drew Carey a Marine once upon a time? I think he was in the Marines.
He kept the haircut for a long time.
I think so, yeah.
And with a little local flavor, Leah DeLaria from Orange is the New Black, who's she's from Belleville?
She is from Belleville.
Yeah.
She went to Belleville West and I believe St. Mary's.
Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. All three the same age. How old are they?
Same age.
I think she's a little older than me. I'm going to say 52.
Gosh, I didn't think Drew Carey. I thought Drew Carey was in his 60s. I was going to say 61.
You got it.
No way.
Yeah, all three of them.
All right, she's a lot older.
Wow.
And finally, this one. You might LaBelle this one.
Oh, no.
I kind of LaBelle the last one.
Or you might be right on it. How old is Joan Collins, Alexis Carrington from the original Dynasty?
85.
That's what I was thinking.
90.
Ooh, I think that's a little extreme. I'm going to say 87.
86.
Boom.
You all were close. Well, except the drill. You have to answer three trivia questions correctly to win those tickets to see the Cards and Braves tomorrow night at Busch Stadium. And first in from Baldwin is Nancy. Good morning.
Nancy.
Good morning.
All right, Nancy, let's do it.
Knock it out.
First contestant wins the tickets. Sorry to the other few on the line. All right. Nancy, what year did the Blues last face the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Totally clueless.
You could have just guessed a year, Nancy. 1970.
Oh,
49 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
49 now, years, Nancy.
Now you know something you didn't know, and it will never help you again. Sorry, Nancy, we gotta let you go.
Okay, next in is Rhonda from Bonterre. Good morning, Rhonda. Did you know the answer to that question?
1970, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great listening comprehension.
I know, right.
All right. Let's see. What horse racing event happened last weekend?
Was that the Kentucky Derby?
It was not the Kentucky Derby.
It was the second race. It's the Preakness.
Dang.
Sorry.
Sorry.
By the way, my horse that I had for the Kentucky Derby, War of Will, ended up winning. Did I bet on it this time? Nope. Jamie from St. Charles is in next.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Have you done well thus far on these questions?
One for one.
Okay. This is a pretty easy gimme. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the word for hello in Spanish?
Hola.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Jamie.
Muy bien.
Jamie, what's the name of the mayor of St. Louis?
I have no clue.
Jamie, it would be Lyda Crewson. All right. Thanks, Jamie.
Matt.
Bye. Get to know your area, St. Louis.
Okay. On line four, we have Jim from St. Charles.
Hi, Jim.
Is he there? Jim, are you there?
Nope.
Nope.
Go to one. Who's on one? Jen.
Oh, Jim.
Hello?
Hey, Jim. Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good.
All right, Jim. Please. Let's try to get this done.
Jim. I know all three of the answers.
All right. Well, let's see how you do on these. Jim, what St. Louisan hosts a nighttime show called Watch What Happens Live?
I don't know that one, though.
Jim, you're killing me. All right, so Jim did not get it. We still have tickets for three in a row. You go. We're going to have to pick it up in about 15 minutes. We'll let you know when to call, and you can win tickets to tomorrow night's Cardinals somebody game. Right. It's back, and it's better than ever. Courtney and Company's day off at the ballpark.
How could I possibly? In the shadow,
Bonterre first in this round. Let's go.
All right, Rhonda. She hung up.
What? Okay, let's go to Laura from Bridgeton.
All right, Laura. Laura, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, Laura. Who plays Jack Ryan in the 2002 American spy thriller, The Sum of All Fears?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't do the spooks. I have no idea.
Ben Affleck.
Ow.
Ben Affleck.
Hey.
Okay, thank you. Who's next?
Next is Jamie from St. Louis City.
Jamie?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I would really love if you won this, Jamie.
I'll do what I can.
Okay, Jamie. Malcolm Littlefield was a civil rights activist, better known by what name?
Malcolm X.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right, it's Jamie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie, what was Hollywood Casino Amphitheater originally called?
Riverport?
Yes. Okay, one more and you're going.
All right.
That's a really easy question. Okay. All the episodes of Friends have these two words at the beginning of the title.
The one?
Yes! Yes! Laura, you did it!
And I don't think those were not the easiest of questions. But
they weren't.
Congratulations, you have tickets for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, cards.
Perfect way to start the summer.
It is perfect.
It really is. 7:15 start tomorrow night. Congratulations, and we'll play three in a row. Again. Hopefully everyone will be more well-rested.
Y98 is brought to you by...
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.